Yesterday, the Navy and the U.S. Department of Energy announced a plan to build a new facility in Idaho to handle nuclear waste. Frankie Barnhill has this report.
Federal officials plan to build the $1.65 billion facility at the same site as the Idaho National Laboratory in eastern Idaho. They say the facility is necessary to keep nuclear-powered aircraft carriers and submarines deployed. The new buildings will sit on top of the eastern Snake River Plain aquifer, a source of drinking water for about 200,000 people in Idaho. It's also on the Sagebrush Steppe, a landscape that supports hundreds of wildlife species. Construction is likely to start in 2019, and officials say it will create 360 jobs. The facility is set to start operating in 2024 and will operate for at least the next 40 years. But the new nuclear waste facility is likely to have vocal detractors. In the late 80s and early 90s, state leaders filed lawsuits against the federal government, saying the Idaho National Laboratory was becoming a permanent nuclear waste repository. The legal battles culminated in a 1995 agreement limiting nuclear waste shipments, with a mandate to remove most of the waste by 2035. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.